Hello, listeners. This is Mr. Pojangles. Last time you heard me, I was probably, well, I don't know if you listened to our show all that much, but last time I was doing a podcast, it was with Treesbane and Disc and Jane, and we were in a nice, toasty, warm studio at 41 Action News, and it was fun, it was great. We had a good time. It was too cold at the time to play disc golf, and it was too muddy. So, if you were here with me right now in the land of Hoth, you'd be wondering, it surely is too cold right now to be playing disc golf, and you would be mostly right. But I just dropped off my daughter at climbing, and I am in Blue Springs, Missouri. Actually, not Hoth. I was just joking about that. Ha, ha, ha. And so I dropped her off. She's got a three-hour climbing practice, and I was just down the street from Wilbur Young Disc Golf Course. And so, being a lunatic, crazy person, I decided to go ahead and play around. Now, Treesbane and I have already played this course, and we've already done a podcast, so I would advise it if you want to learn more about the course, you go back and listen to it. I believe when we did it, it was probably in the mid-80s. It is well 60 degrees colder than that right now. Probably maybe even more, 70 degrees. So I am decked out. It just snowed about, oh, I would say 2 inches last night. There's a lot of icicles hanging around, but it is sunny out. I probably will not do a play-by-play description of this course because, as I said, you can already find that information on the podcast we already did, but I thought for posterity reasons, if no other reason, I would go ahead and offer you some of my insights into what it's like to be playing in 13-degree weather in Blue Springs, Missouri, with 2 inches of snow at Wilbur Young. So it doesn't look like there's been a whole lot of disc action here today. I can tell by looking at the snow, there's no tracks. So I'm anticipating that all the tee pads will be covered in snow. I was thinking about bringing my shovel, but in the hurry of getting here, I forgot it. So the likelihood that I'll actually play all 18 holes is exceedingly low today. But you know what? Stranger things have happened. So, I am here to search for hole number one, and I will let you know how my psyche does over the course of this round. So, this is a little bit of a reprieve for all of you listeners who listen every time. I am not doing a make-it-up-your-own golf course in Overland Park. I am actually at a disc golf course, this time in Blue Springs, Missouri. So, I'll let you know I do. All right. So some might think that a 4-over on your hole number one would be a discouraging thing. But that person wouldn't have the current day's course record because he's the only one that's played. So yeah, I didn't do very good on hole number one. I have noticed that there is a set of tracks that's leading to each one of the holes. So somebody went and walked the course, but you can tell they didn't actually throw any discs because, you know, it's just straight to each hole and straight to each tee pad. So I wonder who this wandering minstrel is who's just walking the course just for the sake of doing it. It'd be kind of interesting. So, yeah, I'm definitely probably not going to get all 18 holes in. Just thought I'd let you know that, yes, I got a quadruple over par four. So I got 8 on hole number one. So that was interesting. My hands are freaking freezing. It's basically like, I think it was 13 degrees or something. Maybe it's up to 20. I don't know. It's pretty freaking cold, though. So I'm going to go ahead and play number two, and I'll keep you up to date as I get crazier. Here we go. So one of my favorite Midwest sayings is, you know, it wouldn't be so bad if the wind would just lay down. Well, the wind's not laying down, and it's freaking cold. It's blowing right in my face. I did just get one over on hole number two. I'm up to hole number three, and I'm really debating whether or not I'm going to carry on. My fingers are cold. Hands are cold. Other parts of me are cold. I'm going to try. I'm going to give it the old college try and play hole number three. But don't expect a whole lot out of Mr. Bojangles after this, because he might be just wrapping up shop. This is not fun. This isn't fun. Anyway, I'm getting ready to go on vacation with Sweet Lady Jingles and the kiddos. So I'm looking forward to that. We're heading south. Southwest, to be exact. We're going to head towards Phoenix, make some stops in some other places, and I'm hoping to play a little disc golf. Sand, snow. Hopefully. So anyway, I don't think I mentioned it. It's March 3rd today. So it's sunny, but man, that breeze is coming right up this hillside. I'm looking down. It's a 278 foot shot. I'm playing with the old crappy discs because I'm a little worried I'm going to lose one. I didn't bring any ribbon to put on my discs, so sometimes they slide underneath the snow and it's hard to find. So at any rate, hole number three, here I go. Wish me luck. All right. So there are times when it's important to persevere, to show your limits, to attack the elements, and go forth and do good. And there's other times where you just need to get your lightsaber out and crawl back into the tauntaun and, you know, call it a day. Today is one of those days. So hole number three, I hit a tree. I never would have hit that tree if it would have been, 60 degrees warmer, and I would have been throwing my regular discs. And then I went ahead and tried to throw my second shot, and I tried to throw it with a forehand throw and hit another tree, and I couldn't feel the disc in my hand. And I thought, you know what? I just don't know if this is really worth it. This is becoming unfun. I'm going to give up on that. I'm going to go back to reading the book I was reading. It's called Neuromancer by William Gibson. I'm only 10 pages into it, so I won't give any spoilers. I can't really actually remember what it was about. Anyway, Wilbur Young Park, if you want a full description, go to Slappin' Disc KC. Treesbane and I did a complete review of it, as I recall. That was the episode where I almost lost my buzz, but some kind gentleman gave it back to me. So that was nice. I don't know how long ago that was. It seems like a lifetime ago because this winter has gone on forever. So from what I hear, based on my Facebook reading, what my aunt says, it's supposed to be above 50 degrees sometime within the next 10 days. So that's good. Like I mentioned, I'm heading south by southwest. Not to south by southwest, but you know what I mean. We're going to stop at somewhere in Amarillo. We're going to stop in Albuquerque. Hopefully, we're going to stop in Sedona and Phoenix, and we'll see how that all plays out. I plan to play some disc golf, and hopefully I'll do some podcast while I'm out there and do some course reviews of the Southwest. So I hope you're staying warm. This is Mr. Bojangles saying keep banging those chains. Maybe not today, but after it gets above 30 degrees. Take care, guys. Bye.
Oh, thank you.